Live from NPR News, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Former Vice President Joe Biden appears to be on the verge of an Electoral College win if the mailed-in ballots keep trending for him. Alleging election fraud, President Donald Trump says his campaign will pursue all legal avenues to ensure full transparency in this election. To that end, Georgia is preparing for a recount. Here's Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger.
Right now, Georgia remains too close to call. Out of the approximately 5 million votes cast, we'll have a margin of a few thousand.
So far, Biden leads Trump by more than 1,500 votes. Officials are waiting for military and overseas ballots. Provided they were postmarked by Election Day, they have until November 12th to arrive. With 20 electoral votes at stake, the race could come down to Pennsylvania. Biden slightly ahead there, too. State Republicans are asking the U.S. Supreme Court to ask for an order that mail ballots arriving after Election Day be segregated. The state's top elections official had already ordered the ballots be kept separate. NPR's Windsor Johnson says Trump's unsubstantiated claims of fraud are meeting with mixed reactions among Republicans.
The Trump campaign has accused several Democratic cities, including Philadelphia, of a lack of transparency at the polls. Speaking on CBS, Republican Pennsylvania Senator Pat Toomey defended the state's election process and called the president's allegations baseless and very disturbing.
The people counting ballots, they're working really hard. And, you know, I voted for President Trump. I endorsed President Trump. I want the next president to be the person who legitimately wins the Electoral College, and I will accept whoever that is.
The Trump campaign has filed lawsuits here and in other states to temporarily stop the vote counting. The Biden campaign has called the legal challenges meritless. Windsor Johnston, NPR News, Philadelphia.
Another holdout's Nevada. The majority of the remaining ballots won't be counted until Sunday. NPR's Leila Fadel reports more counts are expected later today in the state's most populous county, home to Las Vegas.
The counting process has been beset by legal challenges backed by the state GOP and the Trump re-election campaign. So far, the courts blocked previous suits for lack of evidence. A new lawsuit claims some 3,000 people who don't live in the state voted. With protesters massing outside, Clark County Registrar of Voters Joe Gloria says they're looking into the accusation, but it is legal for someone who is out of state for school or work to vote.
I have employees who are nervous leaving the building, and rightfully so. They work late into the night, so we strongly encourage all of them not to leave by themselves. They can also request an escort from our security people or law enforcement.
The elections office is now flanked with law enforcement. Leila Faldin, NPR News, Las Vegas.
You're listening to NPR News. Two men face charges for illegally possessing firearms after they traveled to Philadelphia and were found near the convention center where mail-in votes are being counted. Philadelphia police say the men are from Chesapeake, Virginia. Their names have not been released. While reports indicate the men intended to stop the vote counting, investigators would not confirm that. Philadelphia officials have openly worried about the possibility armed people might show up in the city to disrupt the election after President Trump repeatedly questioned the integrity of the city's election system and vote counting. Actor Johnny Depp will no longer appear in the Fantastic Beasts film franchise. NPR's Anastasia Siulkas reports his departure comes days after the actor lost a libel suit in the UK. A tabloid newspaper had described Depp as a, quote, wife beater.
On Friday, Johnny Depp wrote on Instagram that Warner Brothers, the studio behind Fantastic Beasts, asked him to resign. On Monday, Depp lost a libel case against the British tabloid The Sun. A judge found that 12 of his ex-wife Amber Heard's 14 accusations of physical assault were supportable. Depp played the dark wizard Gellert Grindelwald in the first two film adaptations of J.K. Rowling's Harry Potter prequel series. In a statement, Warner Brothers confirmed to NPR that Depp has left the franchise and that the studio has pushed back the release of the third Fantastic Beasts to summer 2022.
This is NPR News.